one thing that impressed John was he brought in a piece of beef, a cube of beef, and said, let's see if we can get echoes. And he set it on the transducer, which was sitting clamped there on the table. And I set it on the end of the water column where the rubber was. And there were a few little echoes at the start, but not much. And I looked at it and said, well, all the muscle bundles are going this way. So I turned it 90 degrees and we were going crosswise and the screen was suddenly filled with echoes. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Oh, he thought that was a wonderful discovery of the anisotropy of reflections in skeletal muscle. And then he quick ground it up. And of course we got an intermediate picture from the ground. That's the sort of almost intuitive thing that was going on a lot in those days. So then we needed to use it on patients. And of course, given his relations with the surgery department, this was going to be difficult. Except that Wilde always had this ability to talk to people, the low-level people, as a friend, and get their friendship. A lot of the stuff that he used to build later equipment was just given to him. If he was going to go to a company, he'd go to the loading dock and talk to the guys there and work his way in. So he went to the telephone receptionist for the surgery department. And, okay, anybody who's scheduled for breast cancer surgery the next day, she would call him and give him the patient data. So without Langenstein knowing anything about it, we could tell when the patients were coming through. And one of his friends was the head of the obstetrics department, the one who delivered my son a little later, and also my daughter. He gave us some space at the back of one of the OB classrooms, where if we threw a sheet over the machine, we built it on a rolling cart and had a Tektronix oscilloscope with the A scope and a camera, regular film camera. We'd keep it in the back of the classroom, and then when these people came in, they usually checked in at night. So they wanted them there
early morning.
Yeah, so they could do a few tests and so on. So he'd just go down, grab a wheelchair from somewhere, and bring the patient up, and we'd examine them in the back of this classroom and get the images, take the pictures. It was a view camera that had cut film, 4x5 cut film, because he felt this was the most flexible kind of camera you could get, and had mounted it onto the Tektronix scope that we used for display. Then we would go back to his house, and I would go into his front hall closet, and we'd open the can of the film cassettes, put the film into some cut film holders in a processing tank so we could do the chemicals in the daylight. I'd been in the camera club in school and had processed hundreds of negatives from my parents that kept their whole lives collection of negatives in a shoebox, and I made photo albums for the whole family. I'd done a lot of fast processing. We did that, and then the next day would look at them and try to figure out what it was.